You know, it almost feels like we're running late today. It's 10 minutes after 10 o'clock, and it's that anomaly that happens every month, the first Tuesday of the month, where Lisa Wilson from the Independence Chamber of Commerce joins us. She's ordinarily here in the 8 o'clock hour, but first Tuesday of the month, we get her later in the day. So we've been waiting for this all morning. Hi, Lisa.
Good morning. You know, it might be the first Wednesday or the first Tuesday of the month, or it could be the heat.
Maybe that's it.
Yes.
Maybe it's a combination of the two factors and just totally discombobulated, I guess. So yeah. I know that the heat isn't slowing anybody down in Independence. So what do you got going on up there?
Well, it's been a couple of weeks since I mentioned the meals that are provided to people in our community that might find benefit from a free meal a week, whether that's reducing the food cost in their own homes.
Maybe it's just too hot to cook.
That's true, too. Or just needing that socialization. You know,
right.
Some people live alone. They don't see anyone, and this is their big outing. So because of the caring support of our local churches in Independence, we have three free meals a week that are available basically to anyone and everyone. So every Tuesday at the First Christian Church at 319 West Laurel, they have the Open Arms Diner. They set it up kind of like a regular diner. But right now, it's carry-out only meals from 5 to 6. On Wednesdays, the First Baptist Church at 220 South Penn, they offer a free dinner beginning at 5:45. And then all the local churches go together on Thursdays, and they take turns providing the CUF meal. And CUF is an acronym for Community United Feeding Friends. It takes place at Wesley Center at 111 East Maple. And these meals are carry out only beginning at 6 o'clock.
So I'm wondering if they're ever, as COVID recedes into our history, if they're ever going to get to the point where they will have sit-down dining again.
I was just texting Vic Gorman, who is involved at the Methodist Church, and he said yes,
they will eventually
be offering some sit-down meals so we can all get together again and fellowship safely and enjoy one another. So if you know of someone who could benefit from that information, please share that with them. And if you need more information about those meals, if by chance you're driving and you couldn't jot that down, give us a call at the chamber and we'll help you out with that information. I want to remind everyone that in Independence, we also have veteran services available Monday through Friday from 9 to 4 at 4 County Mental Health. 1101 Donald Avenue is the location, and you can call Lauren Osborne at 331-3131 for more information. And we always want to make sure that our veterans have all of the information regarding their services and things that are made available to them.
Yep, so, you're not forgotten, guys.
That's right.
Yep.
We appreciate
gals.
Them.
Yep.
You know, we were talking about the heat, and I was just getting ready to plug the Independence Historical Museum's Verdigris Valley Art Exhibit, because that would be something fun this week to do.
And air-conditioned.
That's right.
Yes.
And you only have a few days left because it ends on Thursday. So with the heat being the hottest right now, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, I believe, make sure that you consider taking some time out of your day or late afternoon and hit the museum. Check out the art exhibit. The museum is open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 4. But the gallery exhibit, like the Verdigris Valley Art Exhibit, is basically free to everyone. And if you're interested in touring the museum, adult admission is $5, youth admission is $3, and children under 15 and veterans get in free.
There we go.
So consider checking out the museum. So here's another fun thing. Tonight's Tuesday. Today is Tuesday, and we have yoga at the zoo every Tuesday evening from 5:45 to 6:30. I don't know what the temperature might be like still at 5:45.
It's still going to be in the upper 90s.
Yoga.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go. And so there's no charge. They just ask that you donate to Four Paws, which is Friends of Riverside Park and Zoo. And this instruction is provided by Yoga by Nicole Villasmill, so we appreciate her generosity. And If yoga's not your thing, or if it's too hot to do what's going to be hot yoga, you can just grab a cold drink maybe and head over to Mid-Continent Band. The band plays at 7 o'clock every Tuesday evening at the Riverside Park Hilly Bandshell. They actually played a special concert last night, and I went at 7 o'clock for just prior to the fireworks.
Right.
They played all patriotic music. It was really great and very well attended. So,
excellent.
Put that on your calendar for Tuesday evenings. If you are between the ages of 21 and 40-ish, which
nope,
I am not.
Me neither. A long time ago.
That's right. Excuse me. The young professionals are hosting a lunch and learn with guest speaker Jocelyn Kuziak from Kelly and Kuziak Law Office. And this professional development opportunity will take place over the noon hour at Dickie's Barbecue Pit. Just want to remind everyone, you're never too young to start thinking ahead about your real estate planning. And Jocelyn will be able to provide lots of really good information around that topic. Lunch is free for YPI members. And if you happen to be a non-member, you're still encouraged to come and pick up your own lunch. But consider joining Young Professionals of Independence and getting involved. It's a great group of people, and they're always doing lots of professional development, family gatherings, civic engagement, lots of networking. So
reminds me of the JCs.
It is very much like the JCs. Yes. And we used to have the JCs in Independence back when prior to me being in high school. But I do remember in high school and junior college knowing about the JCs. That's
I was a big time. I was a big time JC when I lived in Iowa.
Oh,
yeah. And in northwestern Wisconsin. At one point, I found myself elected president of the Arcadia JCs.
You missed a meeting.
I missed a meeting. And I went to the next meeting, and somebody handed me the gavel and said, "Here you are, Mr. President." Wait a minute. Can we get a recount? Were there any pregnant Chads? What's going on here?
You had perfect attendance after that, yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
after that, definitely.
Yes. Yep. Yes. So, so that's a really good group of young people in our community, and we want to make sure that they know all of the fun things that there are to do in Independence, get them involved. You know, that's how you're going to grow your leaders.
That's right.
You're going to retain your young people, making them aware of the quality of life that is available to them, and then also engaging them so they're our next generation of leaders. Hey, don't forget about Carrie's birthday celebration out at Little House on the Prairie. It might be just a little bit hot out there
maybe by the 30th.
Yes.
Things will cool off a little.
Yes. So right now, it might be a little hot to go out there, but on the 30th, they're having Carrie's birthday celebration. So yes, I'm hoping it's not 100 degrees from now until the 30th. They're going to be serving cake and ice cream for everyone.
Eat that ice cream quickly.
That's right. There's going to be a presentation on Carrie's life and also the life of Dr. Tan. And Dr. Tan is actually buried in Mount Hope Cemetery in Independence.
Huh.
And he was an African-American doctor that traveled around and actually doctored the Ingalls family when they were battling malaria.
Oh. So. Doggone.
Yes. And so if you want more information about Little House on the Prairie, call 620-289-4238. This week will be the auditions for the Niwala musical Peter Pan. So 6th and 7th and the 13th at the William Inge Theater out on the campus of Independence Community College. You can try out for the musical from between the time of 5 and 7 in the evening. And just encourage everyone to go to Niwala.com or Niwala's Facebook page, and you can get lots of information about the auditions. There's a frequently asked questions page. And
I'd have been an awesome Captain Hook.
You what?
I would have been an awesome
Yes, you would
Captain
have been an
Hook.
Awesome
yeah.
Captain Hook. You yeah. could still... You could still audition.
Well, Captain Hook will be walking around with a boot on his foot, though.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Arr, the alligator bit me foot.
it's a new storyline.
Yeah. I got a hook on this hand, and I got a boot,
boot
on, the,
on
other.
The other.
Yeah.
So, live music at Dickie's. We talk about this every week on Wednesdays at 6:30. And this week, he's going to be having guitarist Clint Gilbert. And Clint has actually played at Dickie's before, and I've heard him play. He's a great guitarist. And then on the 13th, Doug Toon will be performing. On the 20th, Corey Lee. And on the 27th, Alicia Kay. So they've got a good lineup of musical entertainment every Wednesday evening at Dickie's in downtown Independence at 6:30. I want to remind everyone, Wednesday is VFW Hamburger Night. So you have your choice. You can go have barbecue at Dickie's, or you can go have hamburgers at the VFW.
Or both.
Or both. Yes, you
You're
could.
Really hungry,
that's
sure.
right. But yeah. you can only have hamburgers at the VFW on the first Wednesday of the month.
Okay,
so
but
maybe you go do that this yeah. Wednesday and then check out barbecue. But yes, you could do both. We want to make sure that everyone knows about the hamburger night and all that the VFW, again, does to support our communities, support our veterans, and we in turn want to support them.
By all means.
The sidewalk is open in front of Indie Brew Works. I saw their Facebook post, and it looks so nice. You know, we're nearing completion of the road construction between, let's see, what is that, 10th Street and about 8th Street.
And won't that feel great?
Yes, it will.
When you get all that done and it's behind you and it's like, it's open again.
I know.
Yeah.
I know, and they're ahead of schedule, and for that we are very pleased and excited. So check out Musical Bingo on Wednesday evenings at the brewery. Cards are only $1. It's just like regular bingo, but with fun songs instead of numbers.
Right.
And then trivia nights are Thursday evenings at 7 o'clock. You can play for points, or you can play for fun, or if you're like me, you just sit there and be amazed at everyone's intelligence.
Right.
And think, I wish I were that smart. Let's see. So
don't sell yourself short.
I'm not girly. A trivia.
Yeah, you're smart. I bet you are.
I might be smart about some other things, but
okay.
It won't be trivia.
I, on the other hand, am a trivia champion.
Are you?
Every time my family would get together for Christmas Eve, I would just blow them away with the trivia on the Trivia Pursuit game every year. The last radio station I worked at, Christmas Party, always had a Trivia Pursuit. Beat them to death every time.
See, that always, that impresses me, and it amazes me.
That's from years of being a disc jockey. There's so much minutia
okay.
you have to know,
uh-huh.
and there doesn't leave any room for the important stuff. So I've got this head full of, like, meaningless facts just rolling around in there, waiting for somebody to say something. Oh, I know the answer to that.
But see, when you're around a group of people and everybody's mm-hmm. having conversation, you have something to contribute. You
mm-hmm.
can...
Do you know Porky Pig's father's Porky Pig's father's name was Phineas? Phineas Pig.
Okay.
Hand to God.
Well, there you go.
You see? Now you bring that up in a conversation and see what kind of looks you get.
Well,
especially
okay.
at an inappropriate time. You
yes,
know,
okay.
After the eulogy at a funeral or something.
Oh,
by the way, do you know Porky Pig's father? You'll be the
and
most popular
silence.
Girl in the
okay.
room. Yeah.
Well, moving right along. So if trivia is not your thing, actually, like I said, I enjoy listening to people mm-hmm. play trivia games
right.
and watching that all unfold, because I'm just amazed at, and not only the knowledge, but the ability to retrieve that knowledge.
Right.
Like,
it's like a big file cabinet.
You tell me
in your
the
head.
Name of yeah. that pig, and yeah. I'm going to get in the car and go, what did he say? Because yeah. I can't remember anything.
Mm-hmm.
Karaoke night is Friday nights at Turbo's Sports Bar and Grill starting at 9, and I was in there the other day picking up some gift certificates because they are donating to our golf tournament, and I said, we've been talking about karaoke on the radio, mm-hmm. and I said, the radio guy and his wife are going to be heading that way as soon as he gets out of that boot,
yep.
and I said, I've been told she's a singer.
She's
so.
A diva.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I told him, so I
yep.
said, I described you, and mm-hmm. so I said, watch for him.
Was that post or after beard?
Do what?
When you described him, was it pre-beard or post-beard?
Actually, it was pre-beard.
Okay,
yes.
So you won't know me now.
No, that's okay, right. That's right. I did forget about that. Uncle Jack's has Brian Leedy playing every Friday night. He starts playing at 6 o'clock. He's a keyboard player, and when he does play, it sounds like a full band, and he's very, very talented. So you've got all kinds of options in downtown and around town Independence for lots of good dinner options, dinner menus, and musical opportunities. So.
And you can mix it up
fun.
Week for week.
I know.
You know, just, you don't have to do the same thing every week. Just do this weekend, and then next weekend you hit these other places. There's just so much to do, so much to hear, so much to see.
Lots of fun things. I do want to remind everyone that we have recycling this Saturday. So it's typically recycling takes place on the first Saturday of the month. From 8 to noon. And
yeah,
then they,
the holiday kind of.
That's right. Yeah. So that threw a monkey wrench in that, because we wanted to make sure that city staff got time off just like the rest of us to enjoy the weekend, except for you. You were here on
I
Sunday.
I was here.
Yes.
Slaving over a hot microphone.
So gather up all of your recyclables and drop them off this Saturday if you're needing to, if you're a Saturday dropper offer, if that is a word.
It is now.
Yeah, it is if I say it is.
It's out in the air now.
But they do have bulky item drop-off and recycling on Tuesdays, and then they also have bulky item drop-off on Thursdays. So the city provides us lots of opportunities to get rid of our recycling and our junk. Another opportunity, you know, you were talking about fun things mm-hmm. to do and kind of to mix it up. Every Monday, they have bingo at the VFW, and the doors open at 5, and bingo starts at 7. Bingo packs start at $7, so you can buy one pack or you can get more. And they have lots of prize money that they give out every single week. They do have an air conditioner, so that's an option next Monday. And I think it's going to be hot next week, too.
Yeah, it is.
So if you're looking for something, you know, if you've been at work and or you've been at home and maybe it's hot or whatever, and you're thinking, what could I do this evening? Bingo would be fun.
Of course, 6 months from now, we'll all be complaining about the wind chill factors.
So, I know. Yeah. But I did complain because I do not like the cold weather. And I did complain about the cold weather. But I said, when it gets hot, I will not complain. And I've been very diligent about that. I mm-hmm. will say it's hot outside, but I try not to complain because right. I do not like the cold weather.
I'm just the opposite.
Oh, really?
Because you can always find something else to put on, you know, if it's cold.
Ah, no.
You can only get, you know, down to the bare essentials, and then it's that and the air conditioning, and you're out of luck otherwise.
I know. And it does, it is uncomfortable, and it does make you grouchy. But there's something about being cold, though, that mm-hmm. you can layer it on, but you still are cold. You know, you're just, and I grip my teeth, and I tense up, and I hate the
hot
cold weather.
Hot cocoa and blankets.
Yes.
Fuzzy sweaters. Everything will be fine. You'll be okay.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So, Farmer's Market. I was at the Farmer's Market this weekend, and oh my goodness, there were a lot of vendors out. They all had their little sun tents up, and uh-huh. and lots of really cool things. I bought lots of baked goods and some produce, and I'm trying to think what all I walked away with. But they had coffee, and a lot of artisans were there, and so I just encourage everyone to like the Independence Farmers and Makers Market Facebook page and try to stop by on a Saturday from 7:30 to 11 or Thursdays from 4 to 7. Sometimes Saturdays don't work for everybody, but you have an opportunity on Thursday late afternoon to stop by as well. So check that out. You know, I was talking about the baked good items that I purchased at the farmer's market, which were really, really good. Mm-hmm. But this weekend, First United Methodist Church is having a dessert auction where I'm sure you will find a lot of great baked goods and desserts and cakes. All the proceeds will go to their outreach ministry, and the event will take place, as I mentioned, Saturday at 6 o'clock in the evening at the Wesley Center, 111 East Maple. And people might not know this, but we're fortunate because in Independence we have over 35 churches. That's a lot of churches. I don't know how many churches are in Coffeyville, but over 35 churches in Independence. And they are all very active in the community
right.
and helping take care of each other. So we're very appreciative of our faith community.
That's a blessing, you said.
It is a blessing, mm-hmm. absolutely.
Or as the Jewish faith would say, it's a mitzvah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so
I think I was Jewish in a past life.
Do you now?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think I might have been a Jewish delicatessen.
Okay.
Well, just the look on your face when I say things like that. How do I reply to that?
What do we say now? Okay.
I'll take a pastrami on rye and a pickle.
Oh, all right. Let's talk about the swimming pool.
Yeah. And so, don't swim for like 30 minutes after you have the pastrami sandwich.
Okay. Yes. Right, no swimming until
after 30
minutes. Want
you to cramp up or anything. Right.
So the pool is open, and I'm telling you, that would be the only cool place to be the next few days.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, it is. It's a great place for the kids to hang out. It's a very affordable, you know, almost a child care opportunity.
Exactly.
And the pool is open Saturday through Wednesday from 1 to 6, and then Thursdays and Fridays from 1 to 7. But Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, I always like to remind everyone that from 4 to 6, you can get in for half price.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people I see, you know, they get off work and they run home and change into their suits, and they're still able to get a couple of hours at the, you know, at the swimming pool.
Yeah.
And then Thursdays and Fridays, you can just gather up the entire family because from 5 to 7 is family night. You get in for $5 up to five people in the family, and then I think it's an extra dollar after that. But seriously, this is a very safe and
here's a Bill nice Small life hack for you.
Okay.
If you're going to go to the pool and you're taking up too much time to dash home, get out of your work clothes and switch into your swimming suits, wear your swimming suits under your work clothes. And then you can just like peel down when you're in the car, have somebody hold the wheel, you know, and then just go right from work to the pool.
Okay.
It's a life hack, and there's no charge for that.
Okay.
There's no
that
off,
one was free.
There's no off to the genius switch, I'll tell you, Lisa. It's just,
okay.
Yeah.
So all of you listeners out there, if you see Bill driving and his wife holding the steering wheel while he's peeling off the clothes.
Peeling
down
off
to the
radio
swimsuit.
Clothes so I can hop into the pool.
I'm pretty sure it doesn't take that long to slip on the suit. That sounds like a safer option.
Trying to save 15 seconds here and there
wherever
I can.
That's right. So train rides are 50 cents. Have you been to the park yet?
Not yet.
Okay.
No. Yeah.
Train rides are 50 cents. Carousel rides, that might be a cooler ride to go round and round on the carousel. For a nickel, you can play miniature golf for $2 in the park. And Thursdays and Fridays, they're open from 11 to 1. And then again in the evenings from 6 to 8:30. And then Saturdays and Sundays from 1 to 8:30.
Uh-huh.
I was out in the park and zoo this weekend because of family being in town and 4th of July and everything. And it was fun to watch so many families, you know, kind of having reunions and coming home and riding that train and carousel. And I'm sure thinking about all the times that they rode it as children. And it's nice because it seats adults so everybody can ride. And we saw the carousel running and the train running and lots of people playing miniature golf. But I do want to remind everyone that you want to take part in miniature golf on the fourth Friday of the month, and the next one will be the 22nd of July at 9 o'clock. Tickets are $5.
That's glow golf, right?
That is glow golf. Did I not say that? I'm sorry.
No, you said miniature golf.
But okay. Well,
I'm here to watch you.
Okay. Thank you for keeping me in line. But did I talk about glow golf?
Yeah,
last
week you mentioned that you saw it for the first time, and it was a totally otherworldly experience.
Yes, it's so cool. And you have to check it out.
Mm-hmm. And now the nights are starting to come a little bit earlier, minute by minute, day by day.
Right. But it's just one of those things that I think, wow, for a town our size, first of all, to have a free park and a zoo that has 123-plus acres out there of all kinds of animals and birds and hoofstock and then all of the rides that we have available to us and the aquatic center and the tennis courts. But then to top it off that the park and the zoo staff are so creative that they're like, let's do glow golf and not just throw a few glow in the dark balls out there. They
make it up right. Yeah.
Yes. So another thing that's happening out in the park would be on Tuesday evening. So that would be tonight through basically the last Tuesday of the month, July 28th. First Assembly of God is hosting Kids Club. And that's for kids that are between the ages of 6 and 12. And they meet at the north end of the oval at Riverside Park from 11:30 to 1. So this is another, you know, great option. Get the kids out of the house and get them out to the park. Lunch is provided along with games. I think they're teaching them some sign language and probably other things, reading Bible stories and such. So for more information, you can contact Pastor Bo at 817-845-7916 or just show up out there. And again, I mean, you know, you're talking about your kids being at home. Some of them, you know, are bored. They're wanting things to do.
And they're getting cranky in the heat. Yeah.
And you don't have to cook lunch. Take them out there. Another thing that is coming to Independence to help our children kind of battle hunger in our community is Life 360 Community Services is bringing a weekly food distribution to Independence every Monday, July the 11th, 18th, and the 25th. So those are the Mondays in July.
Right.
From 4 to 5:30 at the First Assembly of God. And it's in their parking lot. It's at 2414 North 8th Street. And these food boxes are for children 18 and under. So they need to be in the car.
Yeah,
so
if you're going to show up for the food boxes, you've got to make sure you have the kiddos there in the car.
Yes. And so I believe that for every child, they're getting a food box.
Mm-hmm.
So be sure and, again, load up those kids or find someone, if you're working and you can't load your children up, see if you can find a family member or friend to take your kids,
right.
And they won't turn you away to get those food boxes.
Where there's a will, there's a way.
That's
you
right.
Get it done.
July the 15th will be a fun time in downtown Independence. It'll be all wheels night and cruising Indy. Starts at 6 o'clock, wraps up around 8 o'clock, and lots of cars will be lined up in the parking stalls downtown, all shined up with the hoods up so that everybody can walk by and ooh and ah about their cars. They'll be kind of in the vicinity of Dickie's Barbecue Pit in that 200 block of Independence. And there's also going to be live music by True Swagger, so you can eat at Dickie's or one of the other restaurants in downtown. You can go grab food and come and just eat your dinner on your lap while you're sitting in a lawn chair. There's no rules or anything to All Wheels Night.
No rules, just right.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And so again, it starts at 6 o'clock, and then they'll wrap things up around 8 o'clock for an old fashioned cruise and indie experience. And then I want to remind everyone to save the date for August the 19th. Because the band will be Tracy and the Time Travelers, and the Chamber will be there doing some face painting and passing out popsicles and glow-in-the-dark bracelets for
Do
all the kids.
Have a face painting artist on your staff?
You're looking at her.
Atta girl.
So I'm not talented, but I can paint a mean face.
There you go.
So I usually get a few of my friends. You know, the kids are all getting ready to go back to school, so they're busy on that night. But we get a couple of my friends. We go down and get a cooler of popsicles and some glow-in-the-dark bracelets and some paintbrushes and have at it. So it's fun times. So I'll just wrap it up by telling everyone that this Saturday is our golf tournament. It's going to be hot as heck.
Hot, hot.
Yes, but I do it on purpose because I don't want to do it in April or May where I worry that we'll get rain and then we'll have
snow.
To reschedule. Yes, and so I do pick the hottest day of the summer, probably, but it's this weekend, and I appreciate all of our sponsors, everyone who's donated prizes. This tournament actually sells out because everybody gets a prize. Even if you get last place, mm-hmm. you walk away with probably a $10 prize. So that never happens at golf tournaments. Usually pay out the first three places on A and B flight, and the rest is
thanks for playing.
Yes, thank you. So we're having our big tournament. As I mentioned, it's our 35th annual Chamber Golf Classic this Saturday. But I also want to remind everyone that on Saturday, July the 23rd, Bryce Sayef, the Independence Community College Foundation Director, would like to invite you to play in the Don Harris Memorial Golf Tournament. So if you're interested in playing golf, supporting the college, or all of the above, call 331-4100 and they'll get you all signed up to play some golf and donate to a great cause, because those monies go right back into the foundation, which provides scholarships
Excellent.
For students
yeah.
at the college. Couple of save the dates and then I'm done. Saturday, July the 30th is the annual downtown summer sidewalk sale. The sidewalk sale starts at 7 o'clock in the morning and
shop till you
that's
drop.
That's right.
Yep.
Going to be lots of end of the season sales and, you'll get some good bargains. We've got lots of really nice downtown stores and boutiques. So support them on the sidewalk sale. And then on the 31st, basically the very next day, will be the Together as One. It's a community church service. All of those churches that I mentioned all come together as one at the Civic Center, and they have a church service together. And this is the second time that they've done it.
A nice ecumenical gathering.
I know, yeah. I know. It was a great opportunity for all of them to get together and kind of take get everybody out of their comfort zones. You know, everybody gets the. I don't know. You kind of get where you sit in the same pew every week. And
none of these. All right, Baptists over here, Methodists over here. We'll take you Presbyterians in the middle over here.
None of that.
Everybody mix it up.
Yeah. You walk in and you just sit down and everybody worships together. So, again, that will be Together as One Community Church Service on Sunday the 31st at the Civic Center, and I'll keep plugging that throughout the month. But
all right.
That's it.
All right, Lisa Wilson from the Independence Chamber of Commerce, always with a wealth of information. And again, I've said it once, I'll say it again, I'm constantly amazed that in towns the size of Independence and even here in Coffeyville, that there's so much to see, so much to do, so much to enjoy. We appreciate having you coming in here and sharing all that with us so we can fill our little mental calendars with this information.
That's right. But can I also say one thing, though? The reason why we have so much available to us is because people are generous. People donate their money, or they're donating their time or their talents, and businesses are sponsoring things. And so it's important that we remember that these things are really not just free.
Right.
And it's through our tax dollars. So that means it's through our sales tax and things like that. So we want to make sure that we grow our community and that we promote shopping local. You know, sales tax is a great way to bring people into your community and gain the sales tax from others instead of the tax burden being on all of us.
Right.
So I just want to give a shout out to every business, every individual that contributes to our community and helps make it a wonderful place to live.
All right, Lisa, we'll see you next Tuesday in the 8 o'clock hour, and thanks for being here with us this morning.
Thank you. I'll be here.
All right, on the Mighty 690 KGGF.